Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Lauren Bry, Managing Director of Farmers for Sustainable Food. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. So maybe first off, just to kick off our interview here, can you explain what the organization is all about?
Farmers for Sustainable Food is the only collaborative nonprofit that exists to promote and support farmer-led solutions to today's environmental challenges. We connect farmers with the agriculture and food value chain for mutual success. For example, we have multiple sustainability projects that have brought together farmers and partner organizations like dairy processors and conservation organizations to document sustainability starting on the farm. Our mission is to empower farmers to develop and implement practical solutions to today's environmental challenges.
Gotcha. That all sounds great. Maybe you can break that down a little bit and talk about some of the specific efforts that the organization is involved in. Obviously, there's a sustainability focus. Can you maybe just talk about, I understand there's some pilot projects that have been launched through the program. Maybe talk about some specific examples if you can.
Yeah, one of the areas Farmers for Sustainable Food works is on developing and managing sustainability projects that are really farmer focused, but also have that supply chain connection. And through multiple projects that we've been doing since the end of 2019, or early 2020, we've connected with dozens of farms that have been enrolled in our projects, and majority are dairy farmers, but there's also other farmers engaged because we also work with farmer-led watershed conservation groups in the state of Wisconsin and now Minnesota as well that really help support farmers and local communities who are learning more about conservation and working together to improve their local environment. Additionally, to expand these sustainability projects that we have a proven model for, we are part of a $50 million grant through USDA's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. And while our portion of that work focuses on dairy, we also have beet sugar partners, as well as others who are doing different things to think about what the impact of conservation on farm financials is, for instance. So we have multiple contracts signed with farmers right now, enrolling in that program. The data collection is underway with some of them. And we are trying to get more farmers that are part of our networks enrolled in that process so we can reach more farmers around the upper Midwest in documenting what they're doing on their farms around conservation and what that means for environmental and, in some cases, financial outcomes for their farm sustainability.
Interesting. So I imagine some of these projects are focused on things like cover crops, different ways of water management, nutrient management, things like that.
So really, our project focus is unique in that we don't dictate or prescribe practices to the farmers. We're working with farmers who are making those decisions based on their business goals and their priorities in their community. So we're just helping them gather the data around what they're doing and understand what it means for environmental outcomes and, again, in some cases, financial outcomes for their farm. So it's really farmer-driven. It's their decision, it's their choice, but we have that support, what we call kind of enhanced technical assistance. So someone who helps you gather that data, put it in the right tools, we run the numbers, we give you that farm report, and then we also help you understand those metrics, what they mean, and discuss with you if you want to make progress or change your score in a certain area, what are some ideas? And yes, to your point, a lot of the farms we work with are implementing things like cover crops, have nutrient management plans in place, experimenting with reduced till, no-till, planting green, all kinds of different things on that conservation side. So it's really, we're that step back of helping the farm understand what all those different things they're choosing to do means for sustainability metrics.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little more about how the data is used? You kind of touched on that just now, talking about creating reports, kind of developing best practices, ideas about that. Is this information available for other farmers to learn from and adapt to their own practices?
On a few different levels, it is available. So we actually have a framework for farm level sustainability projects. So our project model is something that we're kind of sharing. We want others to take advantage of. So what are things to think about if you want to be part of a farmer driven sustainability project? that can have success. So again, not focusing on practices, not focusing on what tools we're using to assess the practices, but rather, who are the partners you need? What are your goals? All those different components of a successful project. So that's really the framework is one piece of it. And again, we have a proven framework across multiple projects, actually multiple states now. But then when it gets to what the farmers do and what they learn, the farm-led groups are a great way to have those farmers learn from one another, and that's been a very successful avenue. But not all of our projects work with a farm-led group in a local community. Some have worked with a dairy processor, for example. So we're working with them to figure out what's the most effective way for those farmers to learn from one another. A cool part of our projects is if we have a certain number of farmers or more, we can then do benchmarking. And that's been really cool to see the farmers are, while we are good at learning from one another and sharing, we're also competitive. So when you see where your farm compares to some of your peers or state and national averages where we have enough data to pull those numbers, you're going to look at that report and say, well, you know, I'm doing really great based on a lot of this stuff. And that reassures you that this is the right direction to go. Or, my score isn't as great as some of my neighbors. I wonder what they're doing and how I can get better to be the best in this metric that's important to me. So it really comes down to providing that, again, enhanced technical assistance, where you don't just get your report mailed to you, but you have that opportunity with our team for a one-on-one review of your scores. You see how you're benchmarking against your peers. We also facilitate peer-to-peer meetings each year where we talk about the scores of the group as an aggregate, and farmers can share with one another what they're doing to maybe, again, facilitate that peer-to-peer learning. But it's supporting the farmers in understanding the impact the practices they're doing are having on conservation outcomes. And then they're in the driver's seat to choose where they want to improve. And they have that support from our team and or others in the community who are experts in the area that can provide them support to change practices or in trying new things.
Absolutely. I can certainly see the value in that, Lauren. And I guess with all that in mind, you know, you talked a bit about the organization overall, some of the programs and specific impacts of your efforts. What does the future of Farmers for Sustainable Food look like? Are you looking to continue expanding out to other states, bring on more farmers, things like that?
Yes, we are trying to help farmers wherever they might be. Again, our framework is available to anybody and could be applicable in any community. It's not defined by a geography. Yet at the same time, through our sister organization, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, that represents dairy farmers across the upper Midwest, we have a kind of an established network and an opportunity that we're working with through our grant program from USDA to really target those farmers in our upper Midwest region at this point to support them in these efforts. And through partners like dairy processors or conservation organizations that we have good relationships with, how can our team support those people? But at this point, our team is pretty local, but we're always looking for more members, which can be organizations related to agriculture, individual farmers, or anybody who cares about conservation and supporting farmers leading the way. We want your membership. We're looking for grant opportunities, sponsorships, those types of things, because we are still in that startup nonprofit phase. And it takes people to provide this support to the farms and to do this work. And we need funding to continue to be able to expand this on the level we're going to. The USDA Climate Smart Grant is a great first step in that direction, but it is a 5-year grant. So we do have our eye on the future of how do we find more partners to bring into the fold so we can continue the support of farmers.
Great. Glad to have your perspective on the future of the organization, Lauren, and that's really exciting stuff. Before we wrap up here, I want to give you a chance to, you know, share any final thoughts, any other last things you'd like to leave our listeners with before we end here.
Through the projects we've already been doing and that we are now expanding again through this grant opportunity, we are proving that conservation practices are having a positive impact on the environment, specifically of water quality in a lot of the projects we've done. And one of our projects also includes a financial component, and that's proving that implementing environmentally friendly practices into crop systems results in yield advantage, a profitable net return per acre, and positive on-farm sustainability metrics without increasing those input costs. So we have a positive story. The data we're collecting and analyzing is showing that conservation is helping us move in the right direction in many cases for the environment as well as financials. So we're looking forward to continuing to prove that and looking for more organizations or people who are interested and passionate about this effort and want to support what we're doing. We are looking for more partners to really help drive farmer-led solutions to meet these future challenges.
Great. Well, thank you, Lauren, for sharing insights on the organization. It's a sounds like a really interesting approach to sustainability. And as I said, just best of luck with your efforts going forward. And thanks again for speaking with me for the WISP Business Podcast.
Appreciate it. And you can learn more at farmersforsustainablefood.com.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.